Hello, I'm Bruce Reynolds from Reynolds Communication. The following podcast is an initiative of the New South Wales Department of Primary Industries Dairy Industry Group. Today I'm talking with Vicky Smart, New South Wales DPI's Livestock Officer Dairy, based at Berry. We're talking about the RevUp Replacement Program. Well, Vicky, what's the main purpose of the RevUp Replacement Program that you've run across New South Wales with the Department of Primary Industries?
The main program is it's a delivery program to allow farmers to assess how well they are tracking with rearing their heifers. It gives them the opportunity to take a look and assess what's going on farm and how the quality that the first lactation heifer calves in and enters the herd is impacting on future production.
How do you determine growth rate targets for milk production systems from each dairy farm?
So as part of the program, we get farmers to take a look at having setting some targets. Each dairy farm is different, and they will have a production goal in mind in what they want to get from their mature cows in the future and have a budget based around that. In terms of our heifers and how we rear them, it's looking at growing them so they fit into that production system on farm. So each individual farm can have a look at, are my first calving heifers entering the herd growing well enough, and how are they performing in terms of production against their mature herd mates? So, for example, what I'm saying in that is that you take a herd that around 6,000 litre average for their mature cows for the whole herd for the future. Heifers should be capable of producing around 85% of that production. And in some studies, they've actually said they should be able to do 90% of that production. So that gives them one target to reach for in terms of how the heifers are performing once they get in the herd. On the flip side of that, it's also ensuring that they grow well enough and ideally they're not falling short on their growth targets when they enter the herd. And so in terms of growth, some of the targets we talk about in achieving is ensuring herds are reaching the mature weights around 85 to 90% of what their mature herd weight target is. So it's getting farmers to reflect on what are some of the production or performance targets they need to be targeting for their farm system.
Now, every dairy farmer is an individual. How do you get dairy farmers to identify what their aims are with their production system?
Part of assessing how we want our first lactating heifers to perform against their mature herd mates when they actually reach the herd. Farmers within the RevUp Replacements Program are asked to look at production goals and where they are targeting on their farm system. In doing that, we try and assess some targets for the herds so that they can reflect or develop up a plan in seeing whether they reach those targets. One, for example, in terms of production, first calving heifers should, with the genetics and the breeding, they should be able to produce anywhere between 85 and 90% of what their mature cow production herd mates are doing. So having a look at how their first calving heifers are actually positioned for that gives them some idea of having some targets to aim for.
Why is the quality of heifers on hand the main factor in determining future milk production?
Bruce, the quality of our heifers and how we manage them on farm is actually giving us an indication of how well they will produce. How they produce will be determined on how we feed them, how we grow them, and what stage of lactation they're actually in. So better grown heifers will produce more in the herd and perform better in terms of reproduction and fertility, production for their lifetime, and ensure that they maintain and in the herd for the long time.
So what are ways in which dairy farmers can determine whether the heifers they do have will do the job for them in the future?
Bruce, as part of the RevUp replacements, we get farmers to actually identify where they're heading in terms of setting targets and having a roadmap of direction as to what they need to assess, and having points of assessment along that time. We give them some tips and tools in terms of measuring, I guess, the points of difference in terms of, are they growing big enough so that they compete in the herd in future? So that's all about getting skeletal frame and measuring wither heights on the animals at certain stages through their development. The other one is, have I got them nutritionally in the right condition? So refreshing the tools of condition magician and assessment of, are they in good enough condition? The other part of it is looking at their weight. Are they well grown enough in terms of their weight targets? And part of the resources available help them in making that decision based on their end goal of their production targets.
Well, what therefore are the benefits of rearing better heifers?
The benefits associated with rearing heifers are heifers that are adequately grown for their age enter the herd often earlier. They actively compete within the herd. And overall, the key one which really affects farmers' profits is they produce more. But they also don't cost them as much in terms of complications associated with calving or having calving difficulties or metabolic problems. And at the end of the day, we'll get back in calf quicker and sooner, which is what we're trying to target in our production systems efficiently.
For this podcast and many more podcasts, fact sheets and videos, I encourage you to visit the New South Wales DPI website and click on Dairy.